com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town. No delays to report. As for the weather, a little bit of rain in the offing through tonight. About a 20% chance of that. Partly sunny skies today and tomorrow with daytime highs. Both days around 90. Nighttime lows around 75. And a 40% chance of rain for your Sunday. Up to a 60% chance for Labor Day. Currently 88 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, you're in for a treat. Let me tell you what the show is all about. The purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, we're going to do a show that's I've never done before. This has been, the topic has never been so much into my awareness as it is today, but we're going to talk about traumatic brain injuries, okay? And how they happened is how, what is going to be so unique about this conversation. And so there's going to be a book that we're going to be giving away today to the, I think at the sixth caller or texter. And for those of you who would like this book, 407-373-5959. Now, you may have heard, oh, we lost Dr. Omalu. Brian, can you see if we can get him back on? Have you heard of David versus Goliath? But maybe you have not heard of Bennett versus the NFL. The movie Concussion with Will Smith is based on the corner for Mike Webster. Mike Webster was the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, during his autopsy, Dr. Bennett Omalu, and let me give you all his credentials, MD, MBA, MPH, CPE, DABP, AP, CP, FP, NP, LMNOP. I mean, you name it. He's got all these different credentials. He was the one that discovered why many of the NFL players were becoming violent and committing suicide. Dr. Omalu will share how he discovered the potential cause, which is called chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Encephalopathy. And that is what we're going to avoid, not only for ourselves when it comes to brain injuries of contact sport, but our children as well. Dr. Omalu holds 8 degrees, and I wanted to highlight 4 of them. He's an American Board of Pathology in 4 specialties of medicine, including forensic pathology, neuropathology, clinical pathology, and anatomic pathology. I don't know if I even said all those right, but since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful and honored that Dr. Bennett Omalu is on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. Thank you, Dr. Omalu, for being on so early in the morning.
Thank you, Lillian, for having me. I'm happy to be with you.
Well, I am thrilled that you are here to share your story, because I just recently saw the movie Concussion. And I must say, I have never felt so compelled to do a show than after I saw that movie with Will Smith. And I thought that you were portrayed so beautifully. But share a little bit about your background and what led you to coming to the United States. Because in the movie, you share about your vision to being here in the United States.
Well, if you read my book, my memoir, Truth Doesn't Have a Side, I was born as a refugee during the Nigerian Biafran War. And as a refugee, I suffered deprivations. I was malnourished. I suffered the traumas of war. And growing up, I had quite a difficult childhood. I developed very low self-esteem. And all my childhood, even through medical school, I suffered depression, chronic depression. But, you know, in life, many times your darkest moments and your most vulnerable moments are your best opportunities to discover who you are and to reaffirm who you are. As I got older, I began to discover myself, and I began to discover that the most precious thing I own in my life is me. That the best thing I could do to myself, the best gift I could give myself, is to learn to be myself, to accept myself for who I am. And I discovered that America was the only place on earth where I could be myself.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. And what a wonderful self you have become. And today we're going to talk about not only his book, but we're going to talk about his discoveries and how he is changing the way we look at traumatic brain injury. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, we'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher is Dr. Bennett Omalu. And Dr. Bennett Omalu has been responsible for naming the condition that has claimed a lot of NFL players: chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I'm saying that correctly. It's CTE. And yeah. After several of the NFL players were committing, something's happening to my Zoom here. After many players committing suicide and experiencing horrible, horrible mental problems, then this is what the result has been. So let's start with, from the very beginning, the story of Mike Webster, the center of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is having all these emotional traumas, and has share how you decided that you wanted to go beyond just a typical autopsy with Mike Webster. How did this whole thing start with you, Dr. Omalu?
Well, you know, I did not grow up in the United States, but my first encounter with the game of American football was in Nigeria. I saw it on satellite television. I saw, you know, very grown up, hefty men wearing helmet, padded broad shoulders, running around like animals on a field, slamming into one another.
Yeah.
So even in Nigeria, I wondered in those days, couldn't these individuals be hurting themselves, be damaging their brains from such violent and repeated impacts? So there was a fateful Saturday morning in September 2002. I was working as a forensic pathologist in Pittsburgh. I woke up early. Again, I was struggling with depression. So Friday, Saturday nights, what I did was I would go clubbing just to dance and drink beer. So I came back late, woke up early. I had to go to work. I turned on the television to see who was killing somebody somewhere, someplace. But that morning, all the television stations were talking about Mike Webster. So I thought that was unfortunate. I went to work, and guess who was on my autopsy table?
Mike. Yeah.
So like I always do, every autopsy I do, I treat them like living people. I talk to them in my heart. I walked up to him, looked him in the face, and introduced myself. And I said to him, Mike, I've heard about you. People are not saying good things about you, especially about your life after your retirement. That as a fellow Christian, that I would use all my knowledge to an education to vindicate him, to restore his dignity, to restore his humanity.
Yeah.
Because my faith teaches me that we are one common spirit and one common family bound together by the bond of peace. Whatever we do for one of us, we do for all of us.
Yes.
So my faith and my science came together that morning. So I began the autopsy. I had no reason to do the autopsy. We knew why he died. He had a massive heart attack.
Yeah.
But I made a promise to him that I was going to find out what was wrong.
Yeah.
So when I examined his brain, when I opened up his skull, I was totally disappointed. His brain appeared normal.
Yes.
I did not know what to do. But I made a promise to him I was going to vindicate him. So I saved the brain in a chemical so that I could spend time with it. So because we knew why he died, we had no reason to save his brain. I had to pay for the testing.
Because
I couldn't justify why I was saving the brain. But I had a very brilliant supervisor then and boss, Dr. Cyril Wechter, is one of the most brilliant doctors that has ever lived. So he recognized my intellectual curiosity and allowed me to carry on with whatever I wanted to do as long as the office wouldn't pay for it. He was featured in the movie. I am what I am today because of that man. And I remain deeply, deeply grateful to him and his family. So I spent time. Remember, I was suffering depression. I had no life. I had no girlfriend. I had nothing. So that brain gave me a life.
Yeah.
You see,
it helped. It gave you purpose. It gave you purpose.
And it's a lesson. In helping other people, you help yourself.
True.
So I spent time with it. I always wake up early, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. I spent months on this. In fact, I think at some point I became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And then I began to see the changes. I did not know what they were. Wow. Touched the literature, nothing. So I thought I was developing hallucinations. And I had to go show the slides to two other doctors just to confirm that my...
So you had the brain sliced. You had it like sliced into small pieces so that you can view it under the microscope. And then you had two other pathologists look at what you were seeing.
Yes, yes. Because at some point, look, courage is not the lack of doubt or fear. No, but courage is recognizing your fears and your doubts, and in spite of them, you keep on moving on. So I had doubts, but I kept on moving on. And I believe the spirit of Mike Webster was nudging me up and coming.
Amazing.
So when I showed it to these doctors, they confirmed that I was not being hallucinatory or delusional, that this was real, that this was not Alzheimer's disease. Whatever it was, we did not know. We knew about, in those days, we knew about dementia pugilistica you see in boxes. But in those days, we believed dementia pugilistica involved amyloid. Mm-hmm. Different patterns. You could see focal damages to the brain. And for crying out loud, Mike Webster wasn't a boxer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then in those days, there was this fallacy that the helmet protected the head and the brain. So I had to publish it. But in publishing it, again, I was starting to go to medical school. Mm-hmm. Medical school, business school.
Yes.
To the Carnegie Mellon University, Tepper School of Business. And I discovered then in business management, if you have a new product, you don't just send it into the market. No, the first thing you do, you give it a name. And the name has to have some purpose. There has to be some reasons why you choose a specific name. So yes. I had to engage in branding. I had to give this disease. I had to commoditize the disease. I had to give it a name. And I had to give it a name that was sexy. And okay, a name that sounded erudite, that was intellectually stimulating, but at the same time, a name that had a good acronym, so that those who could not pronounce the sophisticated name like you this morning and will quickly, jump over to the acronym CTE.
CTE, that's even sexier.
But again, I was a forensic pathologist. And I recognize in the American legal system, there is a principle that originated, I think, in the 80s, called the Daubert, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, the Daubert principle of law. And the Daubert principle simply means that, yes, science is science, law is the law. That if there is any scientific principle that is not generally accepted or that is novel, N-O-V-E-L, that it cannot be accepted, though the science may be legitimate and valid, but in the court of law, it cannot be accepted as a legal evidence. And I recognized that if this disease was what I thought it was an occupational disease, that it was all a matter of time to end up in the court of law. I wanted to be thrown out as a novel principle. So I had to use a name that was already existing in the literature. I couldn't call it Mike Webster's disease or the Footballitica or call it Bennett or Malu's disease because it doesn't exist in the literature.
Correct.
So I searched back to the time of Hippocrates, 400 BC. Remember, I was struggling with depression. I had no life. So I spent months going through published papers, hundreds of years back. I have books now on my shelf. Don't tell anybody where my address is because they'll come and say, okay, that are over 1,000 years old. Okay, I have some publications of Hippocrates himself, because Hippocrates was one of the first doctors to describe concussions. He called it commotio cerebri.
And so by calling it encephalopathy, that is something that describes what? Swelling of the brain, a hemorrhaging of the brain. What is encephalopathy?
Okay, why I called it encephalopathy, because I had doubts that I could be wrong. Encephalopathy doesn't really mean anything. It is a generic terminology, Latin, that means a bad brain.
Ooh, okay.
It's not specific, because I wanted to use a name that was generic so that if down the road somebody proved me wrong, I would have some wiggle room to escape from, to say, oh, after all, chronic traumatic encephalopathy doesn't mean anything. It's just a bad brain from trauma. Okay? So, hey, I wasn't being definitive.
But this is something that's very serious, because you talk about in your book the statistics of people that get bumped in the head. So let's talk about the statistics that you discovered as you became obsessed with Mike Webster's brain, the center of the Pittsburgh Steelers, after he died of a heart attack. But he was going through, he was demented and going through that. And many people who are told that they have dementia, 70% don't. Only 30% do. This is according to some research I had done. And so here you are seeing all these, there's, you know, the force of the impact. What does it do to the brain? We only have 1 minute left to the segment, but go ahead. If you can share a little bit of what the constant trauma to the brain, what it does.
Well, everybody needs to know that there is no safe blow to the human head. One blow alone could damage your brain permanently. Two or three blows could damage your head permanently. Repetitive blows can damage your head, your brain permanently. So in your life, whatever you do, you try your best to avoid blows to your head in whatever activity. In this day and age, it is not smart for any American to intentionally engage in an activity whereby his head and brain are exposed to repeated blows. It does not belong to the 21st century.
Absolutely. And so, and this is what we cheer for. And this is why it was so difficult, because you were coming up against a group called the NFL. You know, at the beginning of the show, I said, you know, we've heard of David and Goliath, but we haven't heard of Bennett and NFL. And because the NFL has done a really good job, but it's not just the NFL. And by the way, the book is for you, Brain Damage in Contact Sports, What Parents Should Know Before Letting Their Children Play. Sixth caller, 407-373-5959. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. O'Malley when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Among the current and foreign leaders on the request of the guest list, John McCain's memorial service taking place at this hour at the National Cathedral, about a dozen from former Soviet states like Ukraine and Georgia. Meanwhile, two former U.S. presidents also speaking today. Just wrapping up his comments, former President George W. Bush and about to take the podium is former President Barack Obama as well. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back some of its recent gains off 22 points as U.S. and Canadian negotiators failed to hammer out a new trade deal. They're optimistic they'll be able to achieve one soon. Oil prices have fallen. Benchmark U.S. crude slipped 0.6% of its value yesterday to $69.80 a barrel in international trading in New York. Brent crude, used to price international oils, was down about 0.5%. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the things we're frequently asked for advice on is how much to spend on an engagement ring. The guideline most often used is the equivalent of 2 months' salary. But I'll say this, the price you pay for a diamond is directly related to its beauty. If somebody wants a big, cheap diamond, I'll guarantee you it's poor diamond quality-wise, and that's not what we carry at Underwoods. But if you want a diamond with fine color, clarity, and cut to the right specifications for maximum beauty, these are the kind of diamonds we carefully select at Underwoods. You see, when somebody's been married for a long time, they don't always remember what they paid for the engagement ring. They do remember the sacrifice they made to pay for it. And when you consider that a diamond engagement ring will be worn and looked at by her every day for the rest of her life, most people agree that a really fine quality diamond ought to be considered. That's what we specialize in at Underwoods and have for over 90 years.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people, great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Hey, there's some delay-free driving around town, so nothing to worry about. As for the weather, going to be about partly sunny today and tomorrow. Looking for daytime highs around the 90-degree mark. Overnight lows around 75 with mostly cloudy skies. 20% chance of rain today, tonight, up to 40% chance for your Sunday and Sunday night. And a 60% chance of rain for Labor Day, 88 AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Bennett Omalu. And if you watch one movie this year, let it be the movie Concussion by Will Smith. If you read one book this year, let it be the book that Dr. Omalu wrote, and it's called Brain Damage in Contact Sports, What Parents Should Know Before Letting Their Children Play. The book is the sixth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That is Dr. Bennett Omalu became obsessed with Mike Williams' brain. And the reason why is because he knew Mike Webster. I'm sorry, I said Williams, Webster. But there's more than just Mike Webster. There was Justin Strozek and Terry Long, Andre Waters, David Duerson, and then Junior Sal, who asked for Dr. Omalu to do his autopsy. And so during the break, We've got you, Dr. Omalu. Yeah, we've got you. Okay, so we've been having some technical difficulty. We got Dr. Omalu back on, but I want to encourage you to watch not only the movie Concussion, because some of us don't have time to read a book. This book is a very small book. It's something that every parent should own. Every parent should be given this book prior to having a child so that we understand the importance of the brain and what could happen to our brain while contact sports. And during our break, Dr. Omalu went into statistics and different reasonings why one concussion alone can cause severe damage in the brain. The book is called Brain Damage in Contact Sports, What Parents Should Know Before Letting Their Children Play. Be the sixth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Dr. Omalu, I'm glad to see you back. I wanted to go into a little bit more of the detail of the CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. You did that name just for me so that I could tongue twist my tongue. So
CTE.
We're going to call it CTE, but for so many people that are just tuning in, it's encephalopathy. Encephalopathy. Yeah. And so let's talk about the symptoms. You talked about off the air while we're off the air. For those of you who can watch the video on YouTube or later on Facebook, what are the symptoms? How do we know that a bump to the head, a blow to the head has caused any damage to our brain? And I think we lost him again. Okay. I'm not sure what's happening on Dr. Omalu's side, but as soon as we can get him back on, I'll just go ahead and continue talking about my website and how to get a hold of me. And hopefully he'll return so that he can answer that question. So for those of you who have never watched the movie by Will Smith called Concussion, the movie is about this awareness of Dr. Bennett Omalu. And so once he knew about what was happening, it became his purpose. It became his passion. It became something that he could not let go of. And that's what sometimes it looks like to take ownership and responsibility, because he has gone up against the NFL. He wants to protect other brains, this constant. And when we were off the air, he was talking about what could happen with one concussion or a blow to the head. What can happen when there's multiple? And so here we are, we're loving our children and we let them have these contact sports. And he also explains why. And I'll give you an example where an animal like a woodpecker doesn't get traumatic brain injury, and which he goes over in the book, versus a human, which is one concussion could be deadly to us. So this is where we stop and take 100% responsibility for living the life of our dreams. This is where we say, no more. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, you will get some free gifts. You will also, okay, I see you, Dr. Omalu. There we go. We got him back. So I will stop. So my question to you is, what are the symptoms? Because I want to be proactive with this, Dr. Omalu, and empower our listeners to know that if they've had a bump in the head, they know what to do. So what are the symptoms, first of all?
Okay, to say what I must emphasize is, you do not need to have CTE to have symptoms. CTE is just one disease and is the advanced form of the disease.
Okay.
Ongoing brain trauma, you could suffer all types of symptoms from the post-concussion symptom, post-concussion syndrome to post-traumatic encephalopathy. Many people would have headaches, would have pain. Many people have neurological symptoms like they become photophobic. They are afraid of light. They don't like loud noises. Then some people will start having progressive changes in personality, changes in behavior. Maybe a child who's always loved school, then suddenly he doesn't want to go to school. His or her grades will start going down. They have impulsivity, anger control issues. They begin to perform less in school in other intellectual activities. They begin to develop mood disorders like depression, rampant fluctuations in mood, looking like bipolar disorder. And sometimes just depression that is not responsive to any type of therapy.
Yes.
And sometimes parents are calling me, my son has everything in life. We are wealthy. Anything he wants, but yet he's depressed. Then when you ask them, it turns out that he started playing football when he was 5 and played all through college. So by then, he may have sustained thousands of blows to his head. So there's a broad spectrum. Each and every person does not have to manifest the same symptoms. And also some people would manifest motor disorders. Symptoms resembling Parkinson's disease, but it's not Parkinson's disease, and also symptoms resembling Lou Gehrig's disease, neuron disease, but it's not motor neuron disease. Because science has shown that when you form tau in your brain, the tau infects other neurons.
Mm-hmm.
It behaves like prion protein, infects other neurons in your brain. It's so there's a broad variety of symptoms. And another symptom too is seizure disorder. Some people develop seizure disorder from damage to the brain.
So let me ask you something. Our toddlers are learning how to walk. Our children fall. They bump their head. Is that the same kind of bump to the head as, you know, being in a football uniform or playing soccer and hitting the ball in your head? Is that different or is it the same?
Yes, what we're referring to here are violent impacts. A child falling by himself and falls is a very low distance fall, and the anatomy is still developing. What we are referring to here are violent blows, like heading the ball in soccer. And if you notice, does it make sense to use your head to stop a lead ball at high velocity? No, can somebody tell me if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Another thing you need to notice, when two players jump up to head one ball, like the last World Cup, you notice they are more likely to impact each other's head than the ball. And then they grab your head. I'm like, isn't that dumb? For crying out loud, what you've just done, isn't that dumb? And that is why my position has been for soccer.
Yeah.
Should not be any heading below the age of 18.
Wow.
Let the adults head, okay, when they are trained, the professionals. No child under the age of 18 should continue to play football, ice hockey, mixed martial arts, boxing, rugby, and wrestling. That's the big six, as I call them. And guess who said this? It was first said by the American Association of Pediatrics, or the American Pediatric Association, or whatever they are called, by American pediatricians in 1957, 11 years before I was born. They said no child in America, especially children under the age of 12, should play football, wrestling, or boxing. That it was these three games do not have any place in the youth development of any school. That's what I said in 1957. So Omalu is not the first to say, but everybody says Omalu is a radical for him to say so. The truth is a radical.
No, you're absolutely right. You're bringing awareness. So the problem is just like, you know, tobacco, just like, you know, cancer, just like all these other companies that are making a lot of money, they don't want the David and Goliath thing going. As I mentioned, it's not about David and Goliath. It's just amazing that the people, it took a long time for you to be heard because you have a message to share, and we need to become aware that this is something that's happening to all of us. And so this is what I want to encourage you to be. The sixth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959 to get the copy of the book, Brain Damage in Contact Sports, What Parents Should Know Before Letting Their Children Play. Just be informed. Just be informed and make sure we protect our children in so many different ways. This is one of them. Be the sixth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Bennett Omalu when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher is Dr. Bennett Omalu. For those of you who want to learn more about the brain traumatic injuries and how to protect your child, the book is called brain damage in contact sports, what parents should know before letting their children play. This is about an informed decision. If you're driving, and we're talking about Dr. Omalu, if you're driving down the and you're not wearing your seatbelt and you get into an accident, you know that you're going to go through that windshield. If you put on that safety belt, then you might not go through the windshield. Just never know, but at least you're more secure. When you're sending your children out to play, what are we doing? And Dr. Omalu, what can we do to protect our children if they have to play sports and if they have to do all the things that we know are causing damage? What are some suggestions to parents?
Well, parents need to know that helmets don't really make any difference. What a helmet does is to prevent your child from suffering a catastrophic brain injury on the field and dying on the field. Mm. But paradoxically, helmets may increase the risk of brain damage eventually. Mm. So like Hippocrates said many, many years ago, first do no harm.
Yes.
So the best thing you could do for your child, physical activity is very important in a child's life. But there are other forms of safe physical activity that are brain friendly. Track and field, okay? Swimming, basketball, volleyball, table tennis, lawn tennis. And so many other, if you could only visit the website of the International Olympics Committee, the non-contact sports, mm-hmm. children can play safely. Because every sport is potentially dangerous if you play violently.
Sure.
You play safely, but in this non-contact sport, baseball is one of them too. Blows to the head are not intrinsic to the play. Accidents can still occur, but sure. Blows to the head are not part of the play. Now, the less contact, less impact, like lacrosse. After American football, lacrosse has one of the highest rates of concussions.
Hmm.
So I don't advise any child to play lacrosse. Now, for soccer, I think you need to wait for your child to get older, to about 12 to 14, to play contact soccer, or what I call dribble soccer.
Yeah.
Younger children don't have the brain power or the brain prowess to play soccer because soccer is a high dexterity, visual, spatial sport.
Yes.
Young children don't have that capacity. Wait till your child gets older, till like 12, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And when they play, they should never head the ball. It is dumb.
There should be a penalty for that, right? Is that what you're saying?
I think that, yes, the way we put it should be banned. No heading. No more heading. It's just restricted. You do not head. Heading is for the professionals who are mm-hmm. trained. It's just like sending a child under 18 to the battlefield to fight as a military person. How would you do that to a child?
No, absolutely not.
Why would you intentionally make a child go to a field and receive blows? And you see parents that send their children to engage in boxing. I have said it before. We shall begin to think about legislative tools we can use to protect our children, just like we've done with cigarette smoking and alcohol. If you give a child a glass of wine to drink in a restaurant, people could call the police on you.
Sure.
The state of California, if a child is in a car, you cannot smoke in that car. So tell me which is more dangerous, a stick of cigarette or a violent blow to your head that will cause concussion and permanent brain damage. Mm. So to change our judgment value system.
Very good. That's a
nice. Yeah, I recognize these are very sensitive cultural issues. But I pulled up my Bible. Remember, I'm a Christian. And I read my Bible just like I read my scientific books. Okay, there's a book, the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians in chapter four. It says that you must continue to renew your minds in the holiness and righteousness of the truth, giving up the ways of the past and embracing the light of the future. Science tells us that as human beings, that we evolve, we change over time. And as we change, we become more intelligent. And as we become more intelligent, we give up the less intelligent ways of the past. Yes, we played children. A five-year-old kid played football in 1970 and suffered major concussion. But in 2000 and, what was that? In 2000 and what now?
18.
It is not smart to have a child receive a violent impact to his head. If you watch the movie Concussion, you see a scene where two children slammed into each other, fell and started crying.
Yeah. You
know, children.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. So let's talk about if you suspect that a child or someone you love has had a traumatic brain injury and perhaps maybe have some post-traumatic concussion syndrome or brain injury, are there any treatments to restore the brain?
There are no cures. Once the damage is done, it's done. Once your child has suffered a concussion is a permanent injury. We've always known this for centuries. But if you've suffered trauma, you need to take your child to an expert. Usually you find them in university hospitals. They have traumatic brain injury programs. There are drugs and other programs that can control your child's symptoms.
Mm.
They can control your child's symptoms to make your child feel better. But each and every parent needs to know the injury is permanent. While it can be treated, it cannot be cured. Because I receive hundreds of emails, parents crying out to me, I wish I had known. When your child has suffered a concussion, it is permanent. There is no physician who can reverse that injury. Parents need to know that. But if your child has suffered trauma, whatever activity, in and outside sports, you need to take your child to a university hospital or a specialized hospital that is specialized in the treatment of long-term effects of traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But still keep positive. Live healthy. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Engage in exercise. Engage in intellectual development. Be positive. I still believe in the power of faith. By faith, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen. I hear you. So that's the, basically you're saying your message is if you suspect it, you know, stop the trauma, stop
yes.
the trauma, live a healthy lifestyle, and that could reduce the symptoms and signs because, you know, with the way that we live our life today, it just adds on to the the issues. Okay, very good. Now, we've got just a couple of minutes or just a minute left before we need to go. Is there anything that you would like to share with parents to implore them to keep their children away from physical sports?
What I am asking parents to do is to please, if you love your child, just like we all do, don't let your child play football, boxing, ice hockey, mixed martial arts, rugby. I've said the six there, the big six.
Okay? Those are the big six.
Your child should play the non-contact sports, the good old track and field, swimming, table tennis, baseball. Even when your child plays, your child should play safe.
Mm-hmm.
Build up your child's mind. In this day and age, what defines who you are is your intellectual capacity. Bill Gates said it. This is not the information age. So do you want to make your child a less competitive child as an adult, where by the time he's 18, he suffered significant brain damage from repeated blows? That is not fair to that child.
No.
And now competing with children all over the world is no longer, it's not a global economy. And if you notice, in most other parts of the world, they don't play American football.
No, no, they don't.
Are we undermining our children?
Yeah, yeah, we are. And Dr. Omalu, I want to have you back. I really do want to talk about this some more. This is an important conversation. And for those of you, the sixth caller or texter, 407-373 to get the book. Dr. Bennett Omalu can be found at bennettomalu.com. Dr. Omalu, you're a blessing to all of us. Thank you so much for the work you do.
You are too. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you world love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any...
AM 600 W.